Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you could save a bundle, folks. All you got to do is call 1-888-FARMERS and get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
That's right. It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. And what a show we have for you today. I got tipped off to one of Rob Parker's takes. And let me tell you, it's lunacy. This is going to be mad fun, folks. You do not want to turn that dial, push that button, whatever they do now,
you
Rob.
You know you can always count on dial. Me. That's the one thing, right? You can count on.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. We are here for the next 3 hours. We hope you are here to join us as well on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We got Ketino Mobley, former NBA veteran, friend of the show, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, will join us at the bottom of this hour. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? You doing all right?
I'm great, man. I am great. No complaints whatsoever.
Got the teeth cleaned today. You know what's so weird to people? So I was on MLB Network today talking about MLBBro.com, Chris, which is coming April 1st.
Okay.
And then after I was off, everybody said, people started texting me, did you get your teeth cleaned or fixed or whatever? What?
Wow.
Yeah, like it was.
So
was
you got
like,
them whitened? Did you get them whitened?
No, but that was the funny thing is I didn't get them whitened. You know what I mean? And I went to the dentist after the appearance to get them cleaned. So it was just so funny that people thought my teeth looked extra white today.
Were your teeth looking really jacked up before or something?
No, I didn't think so. But that's what I was like. I was surprised that it was like, did you get your teeth fixed? I was like, were they broken? Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So, no.
I do need to get mine fixed. So I
told you, Chris, go to the what you call
it. I know. Are you back doing the Invisalign?
No, because I'm going to see the Invisalign on Monday. So I have them out because remember I got that infection.
Right.
So
right.
I just took them out. I'm not saying it was so that, but I just didn't want to wear them. I want to find out, make sure everything is cool, and then I'll put them back in on Monday. So
right. All right. All well, good. We got a great show for you, as we said. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos on a Worship Wednesday. Super producer Rob G is in the house running things. And wearing his Odd Couple hat and carrying his Sizzler's $100 gift card in his pocket, our man David Gascon on the updates. All right, Rob, let's get into this. All right, I'm just going to let you set the stage.
Can you set it up? You're so worked up over this. Chris's panties are in a bunch.
Yes, they are. They are. And it's quite uncomfortable. All right, anyway, James Harden, as you all know, is going back to Houston tonight to play his first game in Houston and actually, I believe, against the Rockets, period, since he forced the trade. And we know how it went down. He said in the summer, in the offseason, he asked them to move him. He wanted to move on. They, didn't do it, and he went out balling. I mean, first game, 44. Next game, 34, 33, something like that. Was killing it. And, the Rockets are thinking, oh, he can want to trade all he wants. If he's going to play like this, we aren't moving him.
Right. So why would we do anything? Right.
He's going to be Mr. Nice Guy. He's cool. He's, getting along with his teammates. All right. And then he said, okay, I got to turn it up a notch. And he dogged it. Now, Rob, dogging it for him was 17 points and 10 assists, I think, a game.
And, Chris, let's just be honest. At the very end, too, he looked like he was wearing a fat suit. He might have had on a fat suit underneath.
He might have had one because it was like as soon as he got traded to Brooklyn, he lost 20 pounds.
Right.
Maybe he had him give him some extra small uniforms.
But didn't he look fat? Nah, I remember watching. He looked fat.
He don't look the slimmest now either.
No.
But the other night, and I was like, man, you would never look at this dude and think he's as good as he is.
No, you know what? He looks like if he was in a barbershop, he could be a barber cutting your hair. Like, seriously, right. Not an athlete.
You know who he looks like to me? He always reminds me of, did you see Uptown Saturday Night? Of course, it's classic, right?
But did I see it?
I lived it. Was this Uptown Saturday? Lived it.
You know what I mean?
I think it was, it was Uptown Saturday Night when Bill Cosby played the character just for one scene. What was his name? Mondo Slade or something. We had the orange zoot suit on or whatever and had the huge beard. But that's who Harden reminds me of. But anyway, so that's the situation. So now he's come. He dogged it for about five games. They trade. Then he says, at the press conference, we just don't have enough to win. I'm ready to go. And then they trade him pronto to Brooklyn. And Brooklyn's playing like the best team in the league. The Rockets, meanwhile, are on a 12-game losing streak. And that's the stage, right? And the owner of the Rockets, Tillman Fertitta, came out yesterday, obviously with Harden on his way back to Houston. And he says, I don't know if he was asked the question or what, but he said, we're going to retire James Harden's number one day. So that's the stage. Take it away.
Ask me again, Chris. What did you say? Ask me. If I was the owner of the Houston Rockets, what?
If you were the owner, do you have a problem with Tillman Fertitta, the owner of the Houston Rockets?
No. I want you to ask me the other way. If you were the owner of the Houston Rockets,
would you retire James Harden's jersey?
No way. No how, with my teeth clean. Right. No!
The question was not, will you retire his jersey tonight?
No, I'm talking about ever. Oh my God. Stop it, all right? Is this on? The Houston Rockets, what have you turned into? You've turned to goo. You've allowed this guy to trample all over you. It's not like James Harden's legacy in Houston is like he put up two banners. You know what he did? He put up a lot of points, and he disappointed you year after year after year after year in the postseason. James Harden's existence in Houston was empty, was hollow. All right, he put up numbers. It didn't amount to anything. There's no reason. That franchise has already won championships. It's not like you're some mamby-tamby organization where you never won anything and he's the only guy who was halfway decent. No, you've got champions who play for that organization. And then, on top of it, he wanted out. He told you, screw you, Houston. I don't want to be here. You smell that? That's you, not me. You guys stink. I'm not putting that guy's jersey up in my building. Thank you for your time. We paid you $40 million. Go to Brooklyn. Have a nice NBA career. But there's no way I'm hanging your jersey from the Raptors. Raptors.
I want to know this because get it all out. And you know how you feel it. You had a rough night and you ate something and you find yourself kneeling down in front of the toilet. And you want to get it all out. Go ahead, get it all out, Rob Parker. Is that it? Because as our friend Skip Bayless would say, unleash. Are you done?
I'm done. I made my case. I'm not doing it.
Rob Parker, you are out of your mind. You are out of your mind. I get it. If Tillman Fertitta has just said, you know what? We're going to welcome James back, and we're going to retire his jersey tonight. then I would be fully with you. That would be absolutely ridiculous. But to sit here and say that the Houston Rockets should never retire James Harden's jersey? Are you kidding me? Let me just, how many ways should I just denounce this? Number one, let me go this route. First of all, James Harden is not alone in demanding a trade. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar forced his way out of Milwaukee. He demanded a trade to the Lakers. And guess whose jersey is hanging in the rafters of the Milwaukee Bucks Fiserv Arena or whatever it's called? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Charles Barkley forced his way out of Philadelphia with the 76ers, and he played fewer years there than Harden played with the Rockets. And guess whose jersey is hanging up in Philadelphia? In the, well, you, I was going to say the Spectrum. No, Charles Barkley's. So don't, that's number one. Demanding a trade should not mean you're disqualified from your jersey being retired.
It ain't just a man. Charles Barkley was long in the tooth trying to win a championship, and he moved on. Yeah, Chris.
Remember, he went to Phoenix, Rob. He went to Phoenix before.
My point is, he wasn't unprofessional and forced his way out by coming back and basically saying at a press conference, because you could play me the tape, where Charles Barkley sat there and said, my teammates stink, we got nothing going here, and I don't want to be here. And that's a guy hang up. No, there is a difference.
He spit on a fan.
But that had nothing to do with it. He just had extra saliva in his mouth that day. That's all that was. That had nothing to do with...
No way.
Alex, like, nothing?
Alex,
hello?
He essentially said that. He said, I can't win with these dudes.
He didn't do that, Chris. There's a big difference on how
closed doors.
On how you exit.
It's a big difference. It's all about intention. It's all about intention. So that's my number one thing. Secondly, to belittle James Harden's career in Houston, to say it was not, what phrase did you use? It amounted to nothing, or
it was hollow.
Hollow.
He just put up points. They never won anything. He had he was a great player. They couldn't even get to.
He was an all-time great player.
Chris,
Rob.
When did they get to? Were they in the conference finals? What, one time in 9 years?
Yeah, they were in the conference finals.
All right, so let me tell you this.
I think twice.
I thought it was once with James Harden.
Check that out, because they got there when they came back down 3-1 to the Clippers, and then they got routed by Golden State. But check that out, Rob G, I think. But here's the thing, Rob. James Harden wasn't just, you know, he was good. He was pretty all-star in Houston. No! James Harden had people saying he's the greatest offensive player of all time. Really. And not just Daryl Morey. I don't agree with that sentiment, but that's how good he was. James Harden became like an all-time great player.
Let
Houston.
The Brooklyn Nets retire his number when he helps him win a championship.
They will, all but right. It's not just championship. Calvin Murphy's number is retired. Does he have any rings? He made one all-star team. All respect to Calvin Murphy because he's a Hall of Famer and all that.
Why are you ripping on him, Chris?
He made one all-star team, Rob. Rudy Tomjanovich's number is retired. Yao Ming's number is retired. I'm sorry, those dudes can't hold a candle to James Harden, Rob. And look, you notice he took the Golden State Warriors, who were phenomenal, who routed LeBron and the Cavs in the finals. He took them to 7. He had them down 3-2. And I get it. He didn't close the deal. He lost his second best player, Chris Paul, but he didn't close the deal. I get it. But to act like, I mean, that team was great. They just ran into an all-time juggernaut. And then the next year, yeah, when Durant went down, they didn't close it. But that team, even without Durant, had won a championship and 73 games. So it's not like you're losing series they were supposed to win. Man, James Harden was so good in Houston. I think, Rob, and this is tough, because I love Moses Malone. I don't think Moses Malone gets enough love historically. Now, you know, those that know, right? Top 10 center of all time, no question. But, Rob, I think James Harden was the second best player in Rockets history behind Hakeem Olajuwon. How in the world do you not retire his number?
Because of the way he exited, the way he threw a torch on the franchise on his way out. He could have been professional. He could have done it in a different way, which would make you feel better about it. Chris, the way you leave places is just like that. You know this when the business we're in. If they don't renew your contract or something happens, how you handle yourself on the way out is how people will perceive you and whether or not you could ever come back or whether they would welcome you back. And the way he did it, I'm not saying that he's the worst person in the world. I'm just not retiring his number. Let the Brooklyn Nets do it. I don't care.
Well, they will.
That's what I would do.
They will, but so will the Houston Rockets.
All right,
obviously.
I'd love to hear. Seven. I bet you there's more people on my side.
Yeah, nah, you'd be wrong. I would bet you some Jordans, but I don't want any.
No, we ain't betting no Jordans. Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. You heard Rob. He's unforgiving. You heard me. I'm a sweetheart. Who you with? Does James Harden's jersey get retired in Houston or not? Or should it? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right.
What are you talking about? Your funky take? That's what you want to read, that funky take you had?
We're about to see. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of money on your auto insurance. 877-99 on Fox. It was hot and heavy a moment ago. Rob says he would never retire James Harden's jersey in Houston. I say that's lunacy. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with John in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Wow.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Yep, all right. What's happening?
Look, no way, no how am I hanging his jersey. I treat it like LeBron. It would get burnt if I was a Rockets fan.
There you
LeBron's
go, John.
LeBron's jersey is going to be hanging in
He came back, though, and won a championship. That's different, Chris. And, John, I don't blame you, my man. I don't blame you. The way he did Houston, there's a way of leaving. He didn't leave the right way, so you don't get welcome back. That's how you
and
do it.
And listen, not only that, they gave him everything he asked for. It isn't the Rockets' fault that he wasn't good enough to bring them a ring.
He's the second best player they've ever had.
Nice.
At worst,
thanks,
the
John.
Third.
Appreciate the call, Chris.
Third.
That's one on the Rob Parker ledger. Here we go.
Fine.
Dre in
I'll
Michigan.
I'll send you some $50 Jordans.
There are no $50 difference. What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Hey, I said it before, and I got to say it again, man. I'm always entertained, but I'm often educated. With that piece y'all did yesterday on the Texas fight song, man, kudos to y'all, brother. I appreciate y'all for real.
Thank you, man.
But
we
now,
appreciate it.
No doubt. But now I was feeling robbed. I was feeling what Rob was saying. Then my boy Chris came with the facts.
Thank you.
Will I retire it right now? No. Would I retire? I get maybe when he retire and come back, yeah. But, I mean, the man was the second best player in your franchise history. You got to honor that. I mean, how many times do teams quit on players. You know what I'm saying?
Second best.
I can't hold that against
Dude, you. There's a professional way you do it, Dre. That's not the way you leave.
He was
you
don't,
but
you
is, don't, is it professional you, just to cut them?
You don't, so just, Dre, they're not, yes. Come on, man. You're being realistic. You're not being realistic.
If I
leave your house and bust out all the windows, I'm coming back for Thanksgiving dinner? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, not this year, but in 10 years, I might let you back.
Oh, all right.
Apples and oranges. And some of it, Rob, is this.
Dre, you let me down today. I can't even believe it.
Some of it is this, Rob, and you used the analogy earlier about leaving, you know, a network or something. If you're that great, you get a little extra leeway. And Harden was that great. He didn't win a championship, but he did everything else.
So now you're calling him, what do you call him, the Keith Olbermann of
I mean, you said that, not me. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you that great, man, people, you know, they let you, give you a little more leeway.
All right, Tony in D.C., you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Stop it. Stop it. No way. No how. And I'm a member of Parker's Platoon, but Chris, while you were gone, I started the Rob Parker Poo-Poo Club. And I am poo-pooing this subject. Can I get a toilet for
I don't know what
please,
side you're on. Man? Do you know what side he's on yet, Rob?
I know he's on my side.
Parker, you do not disrespect the great Akeem Olajuwon by hanging this guy's jersey up? What about Kenny Smith, Vernon Maxwell, Otis Thorpe? Guys,
those dudes
couldn't
hold
a
candle. They couldn't hold a candle to James Harden. And
how about T-Mac? T-Mac's a Hall of Famer.
I know why you wanted to do this subject tonight on Worship Wednesday because you're a man in a cough. Yeah, we'll forgive you, James Harden, but we won't forget how you quit on the city and your team. Thank you, but no thanks. And Dan has a nerve to say, please don't boo me tonight. Please,
right. Please don't boo me. But, right. Why, if you're that great and everybody knows it, you wouldn't have to beg for people not to boo you. One last call. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Marty, what you got?
Hey, Rob, I'm sorry to hear about your infection. I know you've been getting out again, probably going to strip clubs, but my antibiotics will probably clear that right up.
Right, that might be why he got some.
And you know what? Yeah, you know what? It was under my lip here. Oh, I forget about it.
Don't go too far.
Guys, in sports, one thing I love is to be proved wrong by an athlete. And I always learn when I'm wrong. And James Harden with Brooklyn has really proved me wrong. I had a certain opinion of him, and I didn't think he'd ever commit to defense. But I'm starting to see that with less load on his back and not the whole system not being ISO to him all the time and not having Daryl Morey put together the wrong teams and getting rid of Clint Capella and D'Antoni in his system, with that stuff out of his way, he is playing fantastic. And the way this is working out, it's going to look like that other people were the problem in Houston. Yep. And he won an MVP there, and I would totally hang that man's jersey up, especially the way things are looking now.
He
proved me wrong.
I knew Marty would bring some
Marty,
some
you know what? Another disappointing.
Some logic.
Marty,
good job, Marty.
The next time I'm in Cincinnati, I will not come over the 471 bridge. I will not go into Kentucky.
Well, you don't do that anyway. Ask Antonio Daniels. Ask Kenny in New Orleans or whatever his name is who thinks y'all buddies.
Keith in New Orleans. Right.
So it was 2-2. It was 2-2. So you do not have bragging rights. All right, we're going to ask Cuttino Mobley about this. He played for the Rockets.
That's
had
right.
A nice career.
Put his jersey up. Why not put his jersey up? They're putting anybody's jersey up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, he's a former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, and had several great years with the Houston Rockets, our man, Cuttino Mobley. What's up, brother?
Cuttino.
Where y'all been at, man? Y'all don't love
hey,
me no
man,
more.
Hey, man, we miss you, man. You been standing us up or what?
I remember the last time we were on television together, you yelled at me that I was ludicrous because I said that the Lakers with LeBron James wouldn't make the playoffs. You remember that, Cuttino?
Yeah, I remember that. You want to still right, talk about that right now?
Yeah,
right.
I just want to make sure.
They just won a championship last year, Rob.
No, I just want to make
matter
sure.
Matter of fact, you know what, Rob? Hey, you know what, Rob? I want my wings. I want my wings.
Right. All right. You
here's another, here's right, another debate. Yes,
don't even. We're not even. Look, we're not going to lead you at all.
Yes.
We're just going to ask you the question. Should James Harden's jersey eventually be retired by the Houston Rockets?
For a fact.
Thank you.
Why is that a question? Why is that even a question, Rob?
I would say no way, no how. The way he finished there, how unprofessional he was. They're paying you $40 million. You come up, you come to camp and come to games out of shape. You don't want to be there. You throw the entire organization under the bus in a public press conference. No, let the Brooklyn Nets retire your number. I'm not saying he's not a great player, but he didn't win anything there. I just wouldn't do it. I don't know. Why are you celebrating him? The way he walked out,
he was awesome.
Did Calvin Murphy win something in Houston?
Thank you.
You already know I wouldn't have put up Calvin Murphy's number. To me,
you'd have one guy's jersey.
Yes, because I believe in this thing is that there aren't that many. You can't be retiring everybody's number. Only the best of the best. When I think of James Harden in Houston, I think of playoff failure. That's what I think of most.
How do you call him great? But yet he's a failure.
Because he has put up great numbers, but he failed in the postseason for Houston.
You're saying he's
one person. That's one person. One and two is, think about it like this. Yeah, you saw what James did. But it's just like a game. You saw what he did. And I'm not saying what he did was right. But at the end of the day, he may have been – oh, I'm sorry. I'm on radio. Hold on a second. Sorry, I'm on radio. But anyway, that's what James Harden did. But at the end of the day, you got to think about it like this, right? That's like somebody hit somebody while they're playing. The refs don't see that, but they see when a person retaliates. So James could have been talking to the front office. James could have said, I want this person. James could have said, I want this person. Okay, this person to work. I want this person did this. He could have been for years doing that. We don't know that. All we know is what we saw after. And I'm not saying that the Houston Rockets did this or did that about to James. All I'm saying is you can't fault a man for wanting to do something else because everybody else jumping ship and going to, you know, Golden State and going to this place and going to that place and leaving Boston and going to here and going to there. People do that. It's hard to win by yourself. This ain't back in 1902. Larry Bird had Dennis Johnson. Larry Bird had Chief. Larry Bird had Kevin McHale. Larry Bird had Danny Ainge. And Magic Johnson had all these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Who did Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton have when they won their championship?
Rasheed Wallace and Ben Wallace.
Right. Okay. Well, those guys, there was nobody there who was a star. There was nobody on that team who was a superstar.
They were
and they won a championship.
About?
All right.
What are you talking about?
They were not stars. Kobe, Shaq, Karl Malone, Gary Payton.
All star teams, Rob.
Shaq and Kobe won three championships. Against that team, they couldn't beat those guys.
Rob, it's not something that happens all the time.
All I'm saying is, there's a way you leave places.
Huh? What?
There's a way you leave places, and I'm just saying they could retire his number in Brooklyn. I wouldn't do it if that was my team. That's just me.
That's something else. You owe me wings. That's what you owe me. Okay.
Right.
You owe me wings because I told you on TV. I told you on TV that they was. But they was fourth at the time, and you was talking all that smack. I told you on TV, they two from eighth, and they did from that. You said that. You said that. And I said
they didn't make the playoffs that year. We did that. What do you mean?
Because he was hurt. Because he was hurt, and you know it.
Chris, did he come back that year or not? Did he come back?
He was hurt. How you gonna lead him to the playoffs if you hurt? You know that. You know that.
All right,
Coutinho.
What did I say? What did I say on TV? I said, you know what? You something else.
Showed you again tonight. All right, look, I know it's early. All right, it's halfway through the season, so it's not a big deal at this point. But there's a lot of talk already about who's the MVP. And ironically, Rob, who doesn't think the Rockets should retire Harden's jersey, thinks Harden's right there in the race. He wouldn't hold that against him for the MVP.
I'm not going to rip it, but I'm just saying, playing great.
Rob, what are you doing, Rob?
You don't hold that against him but for MVP, but you holding it against him to have his jersey retired? But anyway, should that, because I'm a voter, Coutinho, and I'm not going to hold the way he left Houston against Harden. But do you think that should factor in, because other writers may, that should factor into him, MVP race?
Listen, take your feelings out of it and just go on what he does well. That's it. It's not for us to sit here and say, well, his personality's like this, or he should have did. No, is he playing out of his brain? Yes, he is. What are you voting for? How he plays. Not how he eats his food. Not how he drives his car. Not how he studies. No, that's not what you're voting for. You're voting for how good the person is. The topic is basketball. Vote on basketball. Don't vote on nothing else.
Coutinho, let me ask you, though, how surprised are you? Because, Durant's only – they only played together 7 games, and they look like they're almost unbeatable. Imagine when he comes back. How surprised are you that this is working out for the Nets as well as it has?
Well, I mean, listen, the reason why it's working out how it is because James Harden's phenomenal. That's why. Because James Harden is a point guard. James Harden can do everything. And then you have the reason – you think about Kyrie Irving. He's one of the best one-on-one players. So he can play both guys because you know why? Because Kevin Durant can spot up when he's doing those things. And they love each other. So when you have guys like that with that camaraderie like Chauncey and Rip and me and Steve, we literally can take turns. So when Kyrie is doing his thing, James can do spot-ups. When Kyrie is doing his thing, KD can do spot-ups, right? And then you got three of the best closers in the game, if not top five. You got three of them on one team. So, I mean – all of them averaging like 8 points in the fourth quarter, which is crazy to me.
Which is crazy.
Last thing, Coutinho, and we got to be kind of quick, but Rob said it. They've only played 7 games together. If this continue, I mean, KD's out, Kyrie's sitting out every couple weeks. Let's say they head into the playoffs and they've only played, say, 25 games together, the big three. It seems unfathomable that they could win the championship with that little bit of time together, but do you think they could with that little bit of amount?
The reason why I do is because James needed help. As great as Chris Paul was, James still needed some help. And when James doing so much, I think personally, it takes so much from his energy, okay? So when he's with them now, with the Brooklyn Nets, you got to think about this. When the playoffs come, they're going to be fresh. So you got to beat that. You got to beat those boys 4 times. So now you have KD that can use all of his energy on one play and then digress. Then you have Kyrie that can use all his energy on one play and then digress. You can have James Harden use all of his energy. So that means you have to – what are you going to do? You got to pick your poison. You going to let Kyrie beat you? Because James can pass the ball the whole night and still beat you. Or you going to let KD beat you? Which he can do that next to LeBron James and anybody else in the world.
All right.
It's kind of like hard to have all those three guys together when you have James Harden facilitating, Kyrie best one-on-one, and then KD can do everything.
That's our man Coutinho Mobley dropping nothing but
Coutinho,
facts.
Coutinho, we love you anyway,
right,
even if you get the things wrong.
Give me my wing.
All right, brother, we appreciate the time,
right,
man. We got to get you on more often.
Love y'all, man.
All right, brother. Peace.
Stay well.
That's the great Coutinho Mobley. All right, the writing's on the wall for one NFL quarterback. One of Rob's guys, too. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Rob, the New York Jets general manager today, Joe Douglas, comes out in a public press conference and says, we want Sam Darnold. He's our quarterback. But we are answering the phones when people call to ask about trading for him.
You lost me when you said, but. You're a guy. I love you, honey. But if a young 24-year-old shows up with a perky body, I might answer her call. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm with you, Rob. Like, look,
come on, Chris. Right? Right? Come on. I'm
yes.
being honest.
This is Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to be in Seattle, but Dallas, Chicago, Miami, wherever else he said. If you're gonna trade me, send me there. No, I think you would agree with me that Sam Darnold, while certainly still has potential, has done nothing to deserve the untradeable tag, right? So that's not the issue. Okay, you're not untradeable. Of course I'll listen. Who knows what they'll say, right? Who knows what they'll offer? But you don't have to put it out publicly. And the fact that he did, Rob, tells me it's like Russell. It tells me you want out. They want a new quarterback. They've hung out the for sale sign on Sam Darnold, Rob, and now it's who's the highest bidder.
And Chris, you want to do that, just keep it private. Like, if a deal comes along that you can't pass up, it's good. I get it. That's fine. This general manager didn't draft him. Chris, you got a new coach who wasn't in on him. So I get that, right? When you don't win, you could be replaced, right? I don't care what. If you don't win, you could be replaced. So I get all that. I just say, don't come out and say, he's our quarterback, we love him, and this and that, we're going to work, we can't wait for this year. But in the meantime, if somebody wants to call us up, here's my phone number. Because that's what they did.
Yeah, and you know this, we both obviously in the media. If you want it out publicly, to your point, we were talking earlier, you made a great point that, look, GM, any GM worth their salt knows you didn't draft Darnold. They know you got the second pick. You might be looking at a quarterback. They're going to call you, all right?
Thank Chris, right? You don't even need to telegraph it. If you're a good GM, you're like, the Jets might be ready to move off on him. You know what? Let's make a call.
See what they're available. And beyond that, if that wasn't happening, you could leak it to a reporter. And then when they ask you publicly, with no comment, or Sam's our quarterback, whatever, right? But they went about it this way. And that, again, Rob, that just tells me you're not getting the calls. Or you're not getting the offers that you want. So now you're putting it out there like, yo, you didn't get the hint. We want to trade Sam Darnold.
Right. That's what he did. He used the megaphone today.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, where are you at on that? Would you keep him if you were the Jets?
I don't know. We didn't see enough. And I don't know. Is it the old coach who was there, Chris? I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to judge him.
Right.
Hard.
All right, 2 hours left of the iCouple. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.